Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. A few weeks ago, I spoke of the Latin term in loco parentis, which means in the place of. In loco parentis is a function of Scripture. Parents owe God the duty to educate their children. Sometimes they delegate to others. The person to whom the education duty is delegated is the delegatee, and that person acts in the place of the parent. This is the biblical paradigm. There is also parens patriae, another Latin term. This means father of the country, father of the country. The proper use of the doctrine of parens patriae is that in certain situations, the civil government may act as a ward or parent of certain incompetent persons, including children. But parens patriae is now used by humanists to assert that the civil government is actually your child's parent, and therefore is the decision maker regarding your child's education. This is not hyperbole. Think about how this looks in practice. Isn't it true that by default your child must attend a civil government school? And isn't it true that in order to opt your child out of that default, you must satisfy some statute that qualifies you as capable of being your child's primary educator? And isn't it true that someone besides you determines what your child is going to learn via curriculum? All this is done under the doctrine of parens patriae. While parens patriae is a legitimate legal doctrine, it has been used by humanists to justify the lie that the civil government is the father of your child. This, again, is unbiblical. Children don't even belong to parents. They belong to God. All of this, of course, you'll never hear in the civil government school system, which is why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote civil government school system abolition through DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.